The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Thanks, Brock. Yeah, this is my jam. Like, when it comes to email marketing, I am so passionate about this. There have been times where I've gotten very frustrated with people who call in and leave questions for Build Your Tribe, other entrepreneurs who are struggling to build their business, who do not take the time to put their foundation in place. And the foundation to your business is the building of your email list. Today, that's what we're going to be talking about, building your email list, the most important thing you'll do in 2019. And to this day, our businesses continue to thrive regardless of the ups and downs of Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, you name it. They all go up and down and up and down. But the one thing that consistently performs for us and consistently grows, which allows us to consistently grow our income, is our email list. Now, you're a smart cookie, so I know I'm preaching to the choir. But I'd like to just share with you some statistics that I think are going to blow your mind and really help to convince you once and for all either to start building your email list or at least to get back into it, to understand that's what you should be doing. We spend so much freaking time worrying about social media and trying to get more likes and views. And I mean, if I'm being honest, we dedicate a lot of episodes of Build Your Tribe specifically to social media, but we do so, Brock and I both, with the assumption that you already have this piece in place and that you're revisiting it on the regular. But a lot of you are not. And so I want this to be your wake-up call, because I just know you've got greatness inside of you and you've got great things to deliver. And I see huge things for you in 2019, but you've got to do the right things in the right order. And that means you've got to make sure your foundation is in place. Okay, in 2017, for every $1 spent on email marketing, there was a return of $38 to $40. 82% of us check our emails every single day. 66% of us have made a purchase based on an email that we received this month. How crazy is that? Emails are more than 3 times more likely to prompt an order than a social media post. And order values from emails are 17% higher than order values through social media. And customers who are on our email list are 138% more likely to buy from us than those who are just following us in social media. And I dare suggest that that statistic is way low. I mean, the more followers you have, the lower the percentage is of people who are actually going to buy from you on social media. It's also said that 77% of us say that we prefer email marketing versus any other type of direct promotion. And we prefer email marketing versus marketing to us on social media. And people who subscribe to your email list are 3 times more likely to share your content than followers to share your content on social media. Pretty interesting. Lastly, active email accounts are expected to hit 5.6 billion in 2019. So what does that mean for you? What does that mean for you and I? It means if you haven't already, you need to build your email list. And if you've done so and it's time to make it even better, allow this to be your wake-up call. From this point forward, it's no longer enough to be popular or to spend all of your time thinking about how you can get more followers or more people to see your stuff in social media. It's no longer about your products. I don't want you worrying about who's sharing your content or what you're going to produce next. I really want you to focus the rest of this month. Like, just give yourself permission to put everything else aside, to stop worrying about what you're going to post and, you know, what so-and-so is posting. Like, give yourself a break from social media if you want, because this is that important. And social media can be very distracting. You need to have this important piece in place. This is how you're going to grow your passive income. I know you know this, but I need to say it. Instagram could go away. Facebook could go away. Facebook is shrinking like crazy for so many entrepreneurs. And I've heard from many, the same thing is now happening on Instagram. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do when every social media platform now wants you to pay to play? Well, hopefully, instead of using social media to sell, you're using social media to serve, but you're not relying on social media. You're using social media to serve and to build your email list, and you're selling from your email list. The first step is figuring out what email list provider you should use. And by email list provider, I mean sometimes people call it a CRM or an email list manager. I'm talking about programs like MailChimp or AWeber, Constant Contact, Klaviyo, Kajabi, Infusionsoft, or big daddies like Salesforce. Selecting and setting up your email management program is so much easier than you think it is. Okay, so I want you to just sit up straight, pull your shoulders back, and know that you're going to be able to do this. It's not that big of a deal. I've helped 76-year-olds do this. I've helped 15-year-olds do this. You can freaking do this. Okay. You know why? Because entrepreneurs who make it, the ones who make it, are the ones who do the things they know they need to do, the things that other people put off and don't feel like doing. Ain't nobody waking up today saying, you know what I feel like doing? I feel like setting up a new email provider program. That's what I feel like doing. No, nobody feels like doing that. And that's what is the differentiator between people who are successful, people who call themselves entrepreneurs, but they just never make it. You're going to make it because this is not that big of a deal. This is an area that people, they turn into too big of a deal in their head. They freak out. It becomes overwhelming and they overcomplicate the process. I want you to know it's much easier than you could possibly assume. Just pick a company. Make sure that the one that you select gives you the ability to export that list if later you realize or determine that this is the wrong software program for you, then at least you have the ability to export all of the emails you've since collected and import them into a new program. That's the number one thing you need to determine. Other than that, just pick one. Of course, the big ones are, you know, probably the safest, especially if you have under 5,000 customers or if you're just starting out, then yeah, go with an AWeber or a MailChimp or even Constant Contact. And of course, there's some great programs out there that are kind of like all-in-one, where they will give you landing pages, opt-in pages, as well as email list management and many other tools. Okay, but here's why you want to do this. How else are you going to collect emails from the people who come in on your freemiums, from your customers, your lifers? You just need to pull the trigger. Don't overcomplicate this, I promise. If you go with one of the top 10 companies, you're going to be safe. And all of those companies offer support. And better than that, go to YouTube because there's some great tutorials from not just those companies, but customers who are like, okay, let me show you the easiest way to set this up. They'll walk you through the process. And guess what? Most of them are free up until a certain number of customers, right? Like, so once you reach 5,000 or the more things you want to do with your email list, well, sure, there's some cost involved, but hello. Scared money don't make money. At some point, you're going to have to invest a little bit of money into this, maybe even a lot. I'm not even going to tell you what we spend on our email management programs right now, but it's worth every single freaking penny, I'll tell you that much, and then some. But to start off, you can select one of those free services. They're awesome. And if it doesn't give you everything that you need, well, then you can upgrade to the paid service. Let me just cut to the chase and tell you that my top three picks are AWeber, MailChimp, and Constant Contact for people who are just starting out. All three of them are exceptional, and there's about 10 others that are really reputable and offer very similar services. At the moment, we use Klaviyo, and we have used a couple of bigger CRMs. Right now, we're considering using Salesforce, but that's way down the road unless you're building a global brand where you've got to track customers coming in through multiple products and different businesses. I mean, there's just so much that one of those big CRMs can do for you that you don't need to worry about that right now. In fact, if that's you, this isn't the right episode for you because I'm really talking to those of you who have either started to build your email list and neglected it, or you just never started, okay? So what you want to do is just pick the company that you want to go with. I also forgot to mention, I really like GetResponses. There's a few others too that are great. But here's what you want to make sure. The one that you choose needs to, number one, as I've already mentioned, you've got to make sure that you can export your list later. Number two, you want to be certain that you're using a program that allows for segmenting. What is that? Segmenting means I know when we are sorting through our emails, I can tell, or we have the ability to segment that huge inventory of emails. I'm not sure if inventory is the right word, but you know what I'm saying. Like we can take all of our emails and we can say, okay, this segment should be sent the email about my new book because these are people who they came in and joined our email list from a health-related freemium. And this group are people who came in to our email list based on something related to entrepreneurship, building a business, making extra money. And so we can see these different segments. Now, some segments might cross over, but it's really important that you have segmentation, those abilities, because of, number one, there's some new laws that you need to be aware of as an entrepreneur. Whichever company you go with, I promise they will take care of you there. But more importantly, segmenting is what allows you to send the right email to the right customer at the right time. Segmenting is what's going to allow that crazy varied experience you have. Okay, so you know how like you went to college for one thing and maybe you worked like 5 years in a particular industry and then you left that industry and you started working in another industry and then you left that industry and you got really intrigued and passionate and obsessed over this new thing that you're doing, which is now the basis or the foundation of your passion for your business. And there's like four different things that you know really, really well. Okay, well, all four of those things, you can use your expertise and your knowledge in those areas to create freemiums or opt-ins or, you know, ways to serve your audience. And they're all very varied and different. Each one of those ultimately could become a stream of income. But you want to make sure that you're building a list that's segmented so that you're not sending the person who came in on your email list who's interested in health and fitness, you're not sending them information about building a business because they haven't said they're interested in that. It's just a fantastic way to really take care of the people who are on your list so that it becomes a relationship as opposed to spam. Another important factor to consider is, does the program that you're looking at give you analytics? So for example, I want to know what percentage of my customers opened this email. Better yet is I want to know if they're opening it, how many of them are clicking through and actually reading all the way to the bottom or clicking on the links that we've placed in the email. I want to know what percentage of the emails that I'm sending are ending up in their spam folder and how I can avoid that. You definitely need to look at your analytics. If you're not looking at your analytics, oh gosh, I don't even know what to tell you. I guess what's the point of crafting emails if you don't know how well they're performing, right? Like sometimes just adding an emoji to your subject line or changing the length of your email can have a tremendous impact. And you've got to test that stuff and you've got to look at your analytics so that you're measuring what works and what doesn't work. Once you've set up your email management system, your next step is to revisit your freemiums. What is it you're using to attract customers, to attract lifers? What are you giving them? I mean, we don't want to give out our email address anymore, do we? I mean, we're so careful about it. And I'll just bet You're just like me. You've got one email address that you use for stuff. And then you have another email address that's like your real email address, the one that you check every day. What do we have to do as business owners to create the type of content or gift or service for our lifers such that they give us their primary email address? I mean, if it's good, if it's really good, you're going to get that primary email address. Because let's face it, if someone gives you their junk email address, it's junk. They're never going to see your email marketing. So our next step is to create freemiums, opt-ins, lead magnets that really are desirable, that truly serve people, and to create the type of email follow-up sequences that people are excited to get. They're looking for that next email. They're calling your office and saying, I expected to get an email on Tuesday and I didn't get it. Where is it? Like, that happens when we send emails, especially during our Marketing Impact Academy launch process. Like, that content is so valuable that if people don't get the email that they were expecting, they'll literally call our office and complain. So that's what we're going to talk about in an upcoming episode of Build Your Tribe, all about freemiums. But I don't want to talk about it today. I really want you to follow through and set up your email management program. Consider the companies I've mentioned here today and do a little bit of your own research. YouTube has some awesome comparisons of the top email management programs. Make sure that you're watching a review that came from 2018 or even 2019. And then what we'll do as a follow-up is take a look at your freemiums. What is it you're using to attract the right kind of lifers? To create a segmented list that allows you to develop the type of passive income, the type of earnings that make being an entrepreneur so freaking rewarding. You know what's not rewarding? Spending morning, noon, and night trying to figure out the game that is social media. Y'all, you can sit back and relax and live a much more peaceful, a more predictable life and have a far more predictable income. Whether you're in network marketing or you're a speaker or you've got things to sell on Etsy or a business, you've got a physical business, it doesn't matter. Dude, your email list is everything. Oh my gosh, I just met with some folks locally who own a small gym and I'm telling you, if they would just set up their email list, I guarantee they would have double the business. And so would you. So that's your assignment for this week. That's it. Come back next week, and I'm going to help you develop key freemiums. All right. It's my objective to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done. This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.